Hometown Christmas in Lamar's is scheduled for this weekend, with many activities being planned for the entire day leading up to the Christmas concert and lighting of the Christmas tree at the Olson Cultural Events Center on Saturday evening. Maggie Catton is assisting with the coordination and organization of the day's events. She says Hometown Christmas in Lamar's will become a new holiday tradition for the community that refers to itself as the ice cream capital of the world. Catton tells of the many daytime events scheduled for Saturday.
We are very excited for this weekend, especially with the forecast we have ahead of us. It's going to be a gorgeous day to come to Lamar's. Starting in the morning, we have Santa and Mrs. Claus that will be joining us down at Habitue Coffee House. In addition, there will be some of his reindeer for you to come visit and get your picture with. Throughout the afternoon at Olson, both the Central Dance Academy and the Turnaround will be doing dance performances. In between, story time readings from the libraries. We've got a couple elves that joined us to take care of those stories. From 12 to 4, we've got activities throughout downtown. You can go put together some ornaments at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. You can head up to the Art Center for a mini masterpiece project. Over at the Uptown Event Center, we have Christmas cookie decorating. You could also sit and warm up in the library and enjoy stories of Christmas joy with Dr. James Schopp.
Catton says that children and families can start their day with breakfast with Rudolph at the Central Avenue Event Center.
We also have the Breakfast with Rudolph. You have two different opportunities to visit there, one at 8:30 or one at 10 a.m. Not only do you have breakfast with Rudolph, but you get to decorate and go through pancake and waffle making.
Speaking about Rudolph, there is a reindeer roundup that will be on First Street Northeast featuring live reindeer. And new this year as part of the Hometown Christmas celebration will be the 5K and 10K Santa's Fun Run.
A new event the YMCA has partnered with us on is Santa's Fun Run. So we have a 5K and a 10K. You can register for the event all the way up until the day of. And that you can get onto our website at christmasinlamars.com to register for that event, the ticketed Breakfast with Rudolph, or the Browns Christmas Show. The 5K will start down here at Olson Cultural Events Center. And it'll head off to the bike trail, and if you're going to the 10K, we take you all the way out to the golf course before you head back in to join us in the festivities.
Catton reminds us that Saturday will also be a great time to do your holiday shopping.
In addition, it's Small Business Saturday, so you want to come and check out all the stores downtown. There are a lot of specials going on, and we've added a Find the Joy scavenger hunt that a lot of our downtown merchants are participating in to add a little bit of extra to your shopping experience.
If you are wanting to get a real Christmas tree for your home to decorate, Catton says that the Hometown Christmas Celebration can also assist you.
We did have an opportunity this year to add Christmas tree sales. So at the intersection of First and First, we are going to have trees for sale. So you can kick off your Sunday after our event by putting up a Christmas tree that you purchased down at Olson.
The Hometown Christmas Celebration reaches its pinnacle Saturday evening at 6 p.m. at the Olson Cultural Events Center with the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Our annual Christmas tree lighting will be a performance with Mike and Cheryl Wells. We'll have the Browns musical performance, and both the Central Dance Academy and the Turnaround that'll be performing on stage. And then we'll light the tree. We've got a 26-foot tree to shine tonight.
For a complete schedule of all the events associated with the Hometown Christmas in Lamar's, you can follow them on Facebook at Christmas in Lamar's or on Instagram at Christmas in Lamar's, or look at the website www.christmasinlamars.com. Brochures of the event can also be found at various downtown businesses. The Lamar's American Legion Wasmer Post number 241 will be holding its annual shoe party and bingo night scheduled for Saturday evening. Dan Pluger is the past post commander of the Legion and tells us more about the traditional event in which the Legion members offers assistance to local low-income families in need of purchasing shoes.
This year, November 27th, will be our 68th annual kids shoe party. And so what this entails is, unfortunately, there's a need for kids that can't afford a decent pair of shoes to be able to get a decent pair of shoes. We team up with Hibbett Sports here in Lamar's, and the money raised through the shoe party goes towards this effort.
Pluger says that vouchers issued by the American Legion will be distributed to area families, allowing them to select a pair of shoes. The shoe party will immediately follow the monthly American Legion Steak Night, which Pluger says will start at 5 p.m.
Saturday will be our monthly steak fry, which will run from 5 to 7 p.m. that night. Of course, it will be the ribeye steak, baked potato, green beans, salad bar, and ice cream. And you and I can both attest to this, Tanya, that it's an outstanding meal.
And the timetable of events will be the steak fry will be from 5 to 7, and then the shoe party will get started at about shortly thereafter, about 8 o'clock. Pfluger explains how many area children will benefit from this program.
Typically, in the past years, it's ranged anywhere from around 80 to 100 children, which are affected by this and are in need of a decent pair of shoes within the Lamars community.
He says to help with the fundraising of the event, the Legion will hold a night of bingo. He also says that oftentimes businesses help contribute by giving funds or gift cards.
When people come to play the bingo that night, that's the prizes they'll win if they win bingo. But if an individual wants to make a donation to this, they can either drop it by the American Legion or mail it to the American Legion. Just make a notation that it's for the kids' shoe party.
He says that there will also be several door prizes available for the bingo night. The American Legion official says that local schools offer assistance in helping identify those children of lower-income families and in need of new shoes. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds says that her staff is getting the documentation together to justify spending $450,000 of federal COVID relief funding on salaries last spring. Democratic State Auditor Rob Sand released a report last week accusing the Republican governor of using the federal funds improperly. Governor Kim Reynolds counters it by saying it was an allowable expense and the documentation will prove that. She says that her office was making sure that Iowa had all the ventilators, supplies, and tests needed last spring, and that took all of their time. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has filed at least 4 additional sex charges against a former Pleasantville police officer. 24-year-old Alec Veach was first charged in Warren County with sexual abuse, lascivious acts with a minor, and enticing a minor. The alleged victim was 15 years old. Now the DCI has charged Veach with similar offenses in Marion County. Investigators say that some of the crimes were committed inside the Pleasantville police station. Veach was taken into custody on Tuesday.